We're back on the air.
They didn't take
free the land.
They took an oath to the but not
November 22nd anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and we're already talking about it in the studio.
You could be right there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So Jim's with us.
Yeah. So I just.
You wanted to talk about the Kennedy assassinations because it's the anniversary.
That's right. That's what it is.
48 years ago.
Yeah. My name's Jim Ostrowski. I'd just like to greet your listeners.
We're staying going.
And yeah, I was just discussing with our friend here. I'm sorry.
Terry and Roy.
Terry and Roy.
Been on the earlier program.
Okay, about the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you.
Yeah, we just played it.
Did you just play that?
Yeah, I could play it again, but you could explain what it is.
What that is a conversation between LBJ and J. Edgar Hoover regarding the creation of a commission to investigate the crime of assassination of the president.
Oh, and there's a recording in LBJ's White House?
You
guys could talk right into the mic.
Okay.
One of the LBJ recordings?
He had the whole, he was wired just like Nixon was.
Right, and I know. Right. And there's some very embarrassing things that came out at the LBJ library
right.
not long ago that Michael Beschloff got access to.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so you're saying.
So, the JFK was assassinated, and they were wondering how to deal with the prosecution of the crime. Under ordinary circumstances, Robert Kennedy, the Attorney General, would have been in a position to prosecute the crimes against the President. In other words, he was in the position of the Attorney General.
Right.
He should have taken charge and prosecuted it. Instead, we have a question of whether or not there was a conspiracy to either assassinate or cover up the true nature of the assassination after the fact. And that was begun by the collusion between Lyndon Johnson and J. Edgar Hoover, who on the tape you just heard.
Let's play that again. Play
okay.
Are both mics on?
Are both mics on?
Okay, let's hear what's the tape say. Oops, that's,
you got headphones?
I wanted Roy to be able to hear himself.
Yeah, can we hear it?
I can't hear it.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, you too.
By the way, Roy, did you hear how excellent you sounded on the through the headset?
Here we go.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this proposed group that they're trying to put together on this study of your report?
Well, I haven't heard of that. I've seen the reports on the Senate Investigating Committee that they've been talking about.
I want to get by just with your file and your report.
It would be very, very bad to have a rash of investigations.
Well, the only way we can stop them is probably to appoint a high-level one to evaluate your report.
Yeah.
And to put somebody that's pretty good on it from that I could select and tell the House and Senate not to go ahead with the investigation.
Tell LBJ House and Senate not to go ahead with the investigation. He's talking to J. Edgar.
Yeah.
Don't have the investigation of the House and Senate. We'll do this commission.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right.
We have the House and Senate, which created the district, the office of the. I was going to say district attorney, the Attorney General.
Attorney General.
Back in the 1860s, and they would have put pressure on the Attorney General to go ahead and prosecute whoever would have had probable cause or whatever circumstance would create a probable cause.
He should have been leading the investigation.
He should have. But given the condition that his brother was killed, he was somewhat disheartened and really didn't take an active part. But nonetheless, the government consisting of J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon Johnson.
It should have been his next in command then. It should not have gone to another commission.
A person directly under Robert Kennedy, okay?
But the fix was in.
Pardon me? Yeah.
The fix was in.
The fix was in. So
do you think possibly the FBI
participate. Hoover let his mob buddies know, hey, Kennedy's going to Dallas, and as well as LBJ. I mean, LBJ had a motive for Kennedy to be mm-hmm. killed in Dallas as well.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, so we have...
the CIA, the military.
We had JFK.
And maybe just the mob and J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon
well, you need
Johnson.
A cover story. I know you don't really haven't worked in spook. you're a, you know, former colonel in the Air Force. You're used to things being out front, but spooks deal with all... You never know what the fuck's going on. You watch Burn Notice, they're always trying to trick people.
Actually, I wouldn't say that. You'd be surprised. I got a medal for spook stuff, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, then you're guilty!
And made the
did you pull the trigger? I didn't see any of the pictures.
Really stupid. And something
you're
really
too young,
cost
really.
Them a huge amount. It was very clever.
We're not talking about that, though.
No. The spook stuff is... The CIA is not constant spooks. It's a small little group. And you say CIA shooters, they would have been contract people perhaps. So where are their photographs and where do they match the CIA mug books? Okay, I've never seen all of this discussion free. I've never heard anybody say, see, this is a spook from the CIA mug book.
Well, that's,
and this is the guy
well,
seeing
let me explain it to you then, Terry.
Where were they?
Okay, so do you think there
the
was...
mob hitters would have been much more likely
that's
to be the guys
in the trees. Always
use
the local mobs for
wet work. Do you think there was more than one shooter?
I do.
Okay.
And I believe
how about the cover-up, Terry? How do you explain that?
Which,
the mob
which
didn't
cover
do
up you're talking about?
Well, how about that magic bullet that hit a bunch of people and
well,
was pristine
the
on the tray?
Now, that doesn't mean it wasn't mob involved. Mm-hmm. No, I think the mob had absolute total facility to know what was going on, to perhaps have influenced Johnson suggesting the schedule and the route, and to have put the shooters in place and have recruited Oswald, as somebody did, mm-hmm. somewhere. Apparently related to the New Orleans trips he took. And
well, you know, the mob was involved in trying to take out Castro, right? I mean, they were hired.
Yeah, also the case. Right. Yeah. Okay. But
so it's the same group of people working together.
Yeah, okay. It's not the same group of people, but it's a similar way of doing business.
A bunch of cowboys had a few, places where they were practicing, and Kennedy started closing those down, and they got upset.
That's not the case either. No, what Kennedy was doing is Bobby Kennedy was going after the mob families big time.
Yeah.
And Giancana was scheduled to be a target, okay, after he'd helped the family. And Bobby Kennedy was going to go after Sam Giancana and Marcello
yeah.
to have to leave Louisiana and live in Mexico.
There's no doubt they were involved. I mean, Daniel Sheen's got he did a big thing. You and I both heard at the Penny U, where he thought Nixon was partly behind it, and he had a whole scenario with the mob and the Nixon together. But then all of a sudden, he said just recently, some photographs have come up where it show CIA shooters.
I'd have to
at
see
Dallas, and so he's completely changed.
I'd have to see precisely the source of those photos and what they look like, et cetera.
Because, I mean, the CIA is infiltrated by other governments as well, just like we infiltrate their intelligence groups.
Well, what does that have to do with proving that the CIA, your assertion the CIA was involved in the
Kennedy assassination? Well, they had to be involved. I mean...
Now it has to be. That's your evidence. No, it doesn't have to be. The mob could have done it. Oswald potentially could have done it on his own,
no,
frankly.
There's
potentially.
No.
Potentially. Yeah, Oswald could have done
you know
it for
something
the mob.
About weapons. I mean,
why
that,
does Oswald get
could
the
he
job?
Have loaded in, what, was it 1.2 second? And he, somebody told me as an expert on weapons. Oh, yeah, he could have loaded and fired, but there's no way he could have hit anything
right,
at
the
that.
The point is that lots of people didn't like the Kennedys, and lots of people could have participated, and other than the CIA.
Well, I'm not just saying. Okay, yeah, not just the CIA. They couldn't have done it on their own. They had to have other help.
Mrs. Kennedy is quoted on one of the tapes just released that she felt that Lyndon Johnson had a hand in killing her husband.
Mrs. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's quoted as
suspecting. Well, E. Howard Hunt said Johnson had something to do it, but Howard Hunt. I mean, there's a picture of him at he's one of those bums or whatever.
Yeah.
Him and what is Frank something or other.
It's interesting how he managed to get on the plane, had the Air Force One parked until he got there, and wait until before it took
until
off.
Until Hunt got there?
No, until LBJ got
LBJ?
Air Force One parked and waited for LBJ to get there, in order that he could take the oath of office. I don't think he was required to
with
take
Mrs. Kennedy
with
there
Mrs.
in the blood,
Kennedy there.
Blood and
yeah.
suit and so on and so forth.
And it's interesting, if you listen to the tapes of that, the conversations between LBJ and Mrs. Kennedy, he was really, he really liked Mrs. Kennedy and wanted to be, her to be a part of the whole process of a transition between
right.
his administration and, mm-hmm. and JFK's. You know, she wanted her approval, in other words.
I don't think he had much to do with it. Although
I disagree.
He had something to do with it. Well, he could, maybe.
Okay.
I think George Bush Sr. had a hell of a lot to do
well,
with Reagan
George
getting shot at.
Well, George Bush Sr. is also not far away in Texas, we know. That's yeah, also
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Well, not Kennedy, but the Reagan is that, because he standed to benefit, and his
no,
family
but, no,
knew the shooter.
Some indication that Bush Sr. was perhaps involved in the JFK assassination.
That too?
He
well,
was not. He was, strange reason, he's like 12 miles away. Okay.
Yeah. And these same names
there.
Keep popping up,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. And then we have the element of not only the mafia, we have the element of secret societies. We
oh,
just
hell
mentioned
yes.
Bush with,
hell yes.
The Skull and Bones.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
That's
and
been
so,
going on for
I mean,
thousands of years.
Right. Okay. So that's originating at Yale University. And they
a Bavarian secret society, mm-hmm. Shades of
yeah.
the Illuminati.
And so you can ask Alex Jones about all that. You know, but yeah. So, I mean, we have a vast, and it's not so much a conspiracy where you just heard the conversation there that you can call that a conspiracy, but that's after the fact. But it's a matter of consensus. People get together and they say, this is the way it's going to be, and nobody objects. Is that a conspiracy when nobody objects to what's going on?
No one blocked it. That yeah, part, so. You consensed.
Yeah, okay. So that means you, okay, this is what we're going
to
do.
Wait,
this
I didn't want to do that, but I, you know, I didn't know what to say to stop it.
You know, so somebody just has the personality to take over, and things go the way they want them to go until something happens.
Now the thing on who we're talking about, Hoover, you know, he claimed for decades there was no mafia. There's no such
right.
thing as the mafia. But apparently I heard that they had pictures of him in a dress blowing some guy or something. He's a transvestite or something. And so they had blackmail him forever.
Yeah.
And the minute he lost power, mm-hmm. the mafia got hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're not nearly as powerful as they used to be.
Yeah. So.
And that's how you corrupt, Terry.
Have you
I
seen
mean,
the movie, J. Edgar?
No, I didn't.
Roy and I saw it a couple Saturdays ago and highly recommend it. It was riveting entertainment and I thought very balanced psychological portrayal. The actor is going to get the Academy Award. DiCaprio is going to definitely get a nomination for Academy Award. Just perfectly portrayed from people I knew who knew Hoover and encountered him. Described him exactly as portrayed.
He was the most powerful man in Washington. He had
yeah.
dirt on everyone.
Yeah, and he was a sick sociopath, is
yeah.
what he was.
Yeah.
very much so. Real sick.
He'd have something to do with our pot laws, too. Wasn't he pushing that hard? Was it Anslinger, or was he part of it as well?
Wouldn't
I
be
know.
Surprised if it was yeah. another enforcement for him
well,
to do.
He came right. up in the...
He'd red tag you if he yeah. could, Terry.
Yeah, yeah.
He had the FBI was started in response to... prohibition,
yeah,
and because of the fact that people can run from one state to another
jurisdiction, it's much like occupied
yeah, so
Santa Cruz. There's the county and
yeah.
then the city.
So
land.
They needed to have an organization that had jurisdiction over the whole country. So, you know, J. Edgar got in
oh boy.
That on the early stages. So,
yes, indeed.
And then they were killing people during the 70s in their COINTELPRO program, doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's where the isn't that part of the it was MK Ultra where they were feeding
that's
drugs
the mind
to
control.
Experimenting
I think that's
on people.
CIA or yeah. military, but the COINTELPRO was just because there was a lot of you know that's when mm-hmm. protest was really happening in this country in the 60s and 70s, and they were achieving
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they started targeting the leaders. Okay. And now we have anarchism where there is no leaders.
Yeah.
But nobody gets killed, but nothing gets done.
The point of it all is that we have essentially a coup d'etat that mm-hmm. occurred
yep.
at the time. And you probably are too young to remember the assassination of Wright Frank.
Oh, no, I remember. That's one of those.
Yeah.
I was like second
yeah.
grade or something.
Well,
and you okay. remembered that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? They killed. That was like 9/11. Yeah. Same kind of thing. What
yeah,
the hell?
They killed the president.
Yeah.
People, and I was attending Soquel High School, the English, having English class. And the reaction of most of the students was that the people I talked to, that this something terrible had happened that was almost unrepairable.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a fundamental change from everything we had been taught about the Constitution and how things were supposed to go. And the president wasn't supposed to be killed. But if he was, we should have followed a particular procedure and not come up with a Warren Commission that delayed mm-hmm. justice and actually denied justice to
covered it up.
To the Kennedy family.
Well, speaking of commissions, but I don't want to get you away from the Kennedy issues, but look at the 9/11 Commission.
Yeah.
Total fraud,
yep.
total inadequate to look at stuff. Bush and Cheney get to come up for an hour or less and not even testify under oath. Zelowitz, or whatever his name was, the Bush staffer, is the director of it. He withholds evidence, alters evidence, testimony mm-hmm. of people, alters yeah. who's going to be called from the obvious list.
Exactly.
And then the Richard Gage evidence. I had multiple meals in the World Trade Center, top of the world restaurant, by the way, including a couple occasions brunch on Sundays that I hosted.
We don't care about your meals. Get to the point, Terry.
No, and the swaying of the buildings. I sat at the edge of the restaurant.
Oh, you were there when it...
Not the day, but I was close to the Pentagon when that was hit. But more importantly, I know how much the World Trade Center buildings were built to tolerate sway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had a sway meter that went to 23 feet, I was shown,
wow.
in the top, and 19 feet was where they should remove people out of the building.
Move to the other side,
and,
please.
And the maitre d' at the top of the world, he said he had never seen it. No one knew. They never had an experience, even in a super hurricane that hit New York almost directly. They'd never had it go beyond 11 feet, less than 12 of the tolerant 19 mm-hmm. before you worry. And it was because the building was built, and you could feel it in this heavy, heavy November day I was there, and I calculated we were moving about 8 feet looking down at the world, at the Empire State Building out the window. And I mentioned this to Maitre d' when he showed me the rooms, as I said, we're swaying a little. As I walked towards the center of the building and of the dining room, the restaurant, less and less sway motion. Mm-hmm. And that's because that's where, like, the trunk of a tree was.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, I'll show you. And, in fact, we were swaying a little more than 8 feet. And as I calculated with my knife blade looking out the window, and he said, as I say, 12 feet.
All right, we're way off topic. I don't mind talking about 9/11, but not building sway. You're boring me, Terry.
Neither airplane knocked down either of those buildings, as Richard Gage and the architects and engineers for truth proof.
Yeah, exactly.
Nor those seven. I mean, there's lots we should investigate. And again, damn it, Obama has failed to investigate 9/11. He's failed to against Bush Cheney. He's failed to start a new and proper Kennedy investigation. How's that?
Well, that's why I think... Why I think this 9/11 was a concern. First, what do I know about fucking engineering? I don't know if a building, an airplane could take that. Most people don't know that. But the cover story, it could have been the guy that owned the building because it was losing money. It could have been the guys that flew the plane. It could have been all these other different cover stories, and that makes me think that... Because building number 7, though, is the one that... How do you fucking explain that? It didn't get hit with... Nothing, really. They were in it hours afterwards. All of a sudden, it collapses in its footprint so neatly and destroys all the records of Enron.
Exactly.
As all the records for the Pentagon, what was it, $2 trillion shortage and bribery or whatever, got targeted by whatever hit the Pentagon.
So all these things that should have been mentioned in the commission. The thing
we'll get back to the Kennedy now.
Well, it ties in with the Warren Commission and the 9/11 Commission. None of these things are proceedings of commissions are adversarial in the least. In other words,
no one's taking the opposite point.
No one. There was no, say, defense attorney to show
just,
up.
Just
for
whitewashers. nobody pointing at the emperor's clothes.
No, it's this over here. Okay, not what you're saying. Okay, so there's no adversarial proceeding, but they substitute whenever you get a big major crime like this, and this is what they are.
They're crimes. Crimes against democracy as well. This is treason.
Enough, they get the treatment of a commission where it's not adversarial as opposed to a trial. Okay, so that's the fundamental problem. We don't need any more commissions. We need trials. And
commissions
need
are for cover-up. That's
exactly.
whole thing.
You whenever know. You hear or
well,
see
we'll
the word commission.
Move it to a subcommittee. They do that at Occupy Santa Cruz. Same thing. The same kind of crap. Just, a subcommittee will take care of it.
Exactly. Okay, so watch out for that. So you're going to have a adversarial sort of proceeding after each and every crime. And the bigger it gets, the more important that is. Okay, so... I was listening to your broadcast on the way here. It seems like we have judges in power now that don't
that are corrupt, behave that, corruptly, deny justice.
Well, I push it. I mean,
they do.
They can call in and defend themselves anytime they want.
What's,
that's
what's
right.
With that now? How did,
I know. No jury trial.
The Constitution says any dispute over
$20,
okay?
But they're saying it's all equity. We're not really costing him any money. We're just making him give up his land.
No, and in fact, that there's land involved and related things.
That should make it.
No, it's...
It's damages, you know. That can be land can be measured with money.
This is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes it there's a remedy at law, not just equity.
Yeah. So,
why does Santa Cruz voters tolerate this? Because they're not informed, or
they're transients.
But also, a lot
just like the homeless.
No,
I mean, most of my friends have moved away. There's a few people that bought houses, you know, 30 years ago and are here, still here. And there's a few people in Section 8. Everybody else that rents had to leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, two people the county abused won approximately $600,000 and $750,000 in long, prolonged litigation. And the county had done very much to Roy, the same thing to them that it's done to Roy. It's done to Roy even worse. So there must be dozens of people, because this is the pattern and practice of the Santa Cruz County Planning Board.
That's how you sue them, too. Pattern and practice, municipality is liable. Then they're deep pockets. You can get millions out of this if you play your cards right.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, if you can prove it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't...
proof is the tough part.
These things are going on, all this corruption... I think all the millions are going to those folks. And,
and they're not all just 1%ers. Well, in this town, they're a little less. They're not that rich.
If you see the movie Inside Job, highly recommended. And I believe, who's the actor who narrates
it? Doesn't matter, Terry.
Doesn't matter.
It's a good job.
Anyway,
a lot of people
the
have
Inside
seen it.
Job, it won the Academy Award for Best Documentary last year or currently.
Was that about
9/11?
No, it's about
Inside
financial.
Job is about the financial meltdown.
Oh.
And it relates how the people responsible, the Wall Street bankers, pay, okay?
The wolves are guarding the hen house, Fox is guarding the hen house.
Bush's Treasury Secretary, Paulson. Summers at Harvard is taking huge contracts from the Wall Street bankers to write stuff that the government should do what the Wall Street bankers want that allowed them to take greater risks with our money and
cheat us and steal
us all.
Okay.
Doing away with Glass-Steagal, which I knew as a high school debater.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Changed.
There's a reason we passed that back in the 1930s. And now we're revisiting in the minute we take it away, you know.
But again, Bill Clinton signed it. He received lots of money.
Yeah, he went to the Bilderberg.
Our local idiot congressman, Sam Farr, and I say that because I've watched him be an idiot in Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Sam Farr justified his vote doing away with Glass-Steagall that we Democrats were, his quote, we Democrats were getting lots of support from the bankers. Yeah, $500 million.
And Pelosi, we're getting bribed,
and
essentially.
And Pelosi told him to vote for it, to do away with Glass-Steagall. It was a total sellout.
It's not my fault. I was all told to. I got a sucker too.
It's again, Senator Durbin said about Wall Street and the bankers, the investment bankers. Senator Durbin said they own this place, referring to the Congress, the entire Congress.
Well,
again, we're back at we the people, occupiers, and everywhere else, even tea baggers, tea party folks, should all demand we want a change. We want honest government. We want people like Buddy Romer.
That's how we ended the last segment.
The Occupy people are a lot of folks packing the streets, but what eventually all happens to them is the cops barricade off the street and surround them and then arrest them. Now, how is that going to help?
Yeah. Well, it's something.
It's something, but shouldn't there be a tactic?
Well, they're finding out. I mean, the people at Occupy aren't all that radical. There's a whole bunch of middle class that I've never seen in any of the radical stuff.
Well,
And they're just finding out, you can't sleep here? What's wrong? Why can't I sleep here? I'm not hurting anything. There's laws. The reason you can't sleep there is because they want to charge you, a thousand more.
After your program, people should go to their televisions, if they may, and check out whatever MSNBC on cable here, Local 60, is doing to interview Michael Moore, which they've been doing every night at Oakland or wherever he's been.
Okay.
And Moore is doing a documentary on the protests with both Oakland and San Francisco, I guess, is his first focal point. And he's doing the documentary with the intention of launching the message mm-hmm. that we all must understand as informed American citizens, and that is we do not have a democracy. We have a fascist, corporatist dictatorship, oppression, oligarchy, yeah. That is... and it's pictured in it's stealing more and more of our economy from us, our children and grandchildren. It's also dominating and corrupting our legislature with these huge campaign contributions that you see on the top of the table. Mm-hmm. And under the table are all these bribes employing their wives who couldn't do anything for $1 million a year by lobbyists involving
industry. Can you do? I mean, the elections are fixed too, you know?
Well, I know. That's the thing I bring up about the
computer
voting. Mass protests. And I have to say that, you know, while I can applaud the motives of these folks, militarily, it is a disaster.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I had to leave, too. Strategically, it was wicked stupid strategically.
If we had a manifesto,
yeah.
like my new Declaration of Independence.
Oh, you were... That's right, you were part of the mission statement group, too.
Yeah,
the
mission
Occupy.
Statement group at Santa Cruz Occupy, proudly so.
You may get served with one of these injunctions.
My manifesto and Declaration of Independence free call for, among other things, paper ballots.
Hell yes.
Open, honest paper ballots so Bush couldn't have stolen the elections in 2000 and 2004 as he did with fixing the machines. Again, there ought to be enough of us who care that we want honest, competent government. By having honest ballot counts, by having honest people run for office, by having people free of corporate corruption and bribes, by campaign contributions and huge media buys, fix these things. There are 12 things we could do that rapidly would fix
it. Why doesn't it ever happen, Terry?
25% of us demanding it, and we should replace.
I'll tell you what I noticed.
Like Far, who've sold us down the river on trade deals and on Glass-Steagall.
Well, there
and
it
so
is.
Forth.
It's deals, is what it is. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that even among the moderate, more radical, but mostly moderate people that work with mm-hmm. the government and stuff like that, they start getting involved in all these deals and they start getting corrupted. You know, and pretty soon their ideology is starting to change and things like that. I mean, it adapts to the dollars going in their pocket or the power or now people are listening to me. You know, that are in politics.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that. We can do what we can to vote and petition. However, is for the immediate needs of the individual, the persons that are affected, such as Roy, myself, and mm-hmm. other people, the smart, the folks that are
affected by the smart meters,
having smart meters, radio transmitters that they didn't order or want
right.
attached
right.
to the side of their house.
All right, make your point. I just thought of something.
Okay. We need to be able to confront someone about this problem. We made the attempt to confront the sheriff while I was assisting Manise Sheehan in her effort to get rid of her smart meter. The police didn't want to have anything to do with it. They said this is a civil matter when it's
the
part of the county code.
Passed a law that the police are supposed to help people who have
difficulties
with
the
smart
meter. That's the idea
phone.
I was going to talk about. Because that law is on there. You can go home tonight if you're in the unincorporated area. Yeah. In fact, anybody listening or tell your friends to do this too, is and you look out and you see that there's a smart meter on your house, call and have the sheriffs come by and make a police report on it.
They should.
They should have to.
Yeah, definitely. It's the... the fact that it was their original analog that they trusted properly for so long has been stolen.
That's been stolen. Reported stolen.
And
exactly.
replaced by an item that you don't have any
exactly.
idea.
Well, just think. If 1,000 people did this, the sheriffs wouldn't be able to rouse people tonight at Occupy.
They're not even telling people how they work.
Marilyn Garrett. You know who Marilyn is? Yeah. Okay, well, Marilyn, Dearheart, she... contacted me and said, please, Terry, I want you to help us to challenge smart meters at the county board on Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock, or whenever it was. Okay, so I altered my calendar to go down and be there. And I said, my neighbors and others have asked me to talk about smart meters, and they are a threat. And I said, I know this, having been in the Air Force and dealt with electronic threats and health issues, and they are a threat for these reasons. Furthermore, PG&E is breaking the law by installing them or having their agent Wellington install them where people have placards. They do not want them. And lastly, Chief Wowak, okay, of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department is failing his sworn duties to enforce the law. So please have a hearing. Get PG&E's CEO and their operating managers down here under oath. in front of the cameras and ask them why they won't comply with the law, and get Chief Wowak here and ask him under oath before the county board.
Cancer for children.
We're going to have to bypass all of that. People are going to need to start taking, getting take rid them of off. Their, just taking
well,
off.
I'm there. Just saying, make the police report as a first step for a legal case, and it takes up some of the sheriff's time that they're wasting, you know, arresting people for just sleeping.
Right.
Well, I'll add a point about PG&E, which, by the way, I have researched extensively, and I negotiated with them decades ago. They are a horrible, abusive, lying, cheating, stealing corporation.
You did some work on that Proposition 16?
I worked in fighting Proposition 16 in a significant way with the Sierra Club and the utility people's groups as well in Marin and elsewhere during the Prop 16 fight. And in fact, I came up with a battle plan I'll take credit for how $8 million by the citizens defeated $43 million campaign from Dan
PG&E. Now, you're saying you can convert to a local...
I researched PG&E. Their corporate history is one of just theft and corruption. There's a Federal Trade Commission report. It's 3,000 pages on disclosing how PG&E is just corrupt and no good. And it's available from the Federal Trade Commission. More significantly, recently... I know the whole economics of the utility companies, and they're going to overspend on smart meters, and they're going to put it in the rate base.
Oh, yeah. Man,
and they're going to charge everybody else $1 billion additional rate base when their actual costs are probably $400 million. Mm-hmm. And they'll inflate that. It's just grotesque. They could have easily put those things on wires if they were really concerned. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, another threat I find is a California resident, part of the year anyway, is the chief of staff that Jerry Brown selected is a former PG&E vice president. Mm-hmm. Now, if that isn't frightening that PG&E has got their claws into who controls the governor's calendar, it's just pathetic. Now, and lastly, there is a petition. I know I signed it. I helped them get some more signatures calling for the rescinding of PG&E's corporate charter. In California.
Nice.
And hopefully that'll be on the ballot in 2012 and we get them decertified. Because the state government could run the utility.
That's the whole thing.
40% less cost.
That's the same thing with the fucking Federal Reserve. What do we need a private thing doing this? You know, why not we nationalize the Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
Nationalize utilities.
We don't need Bank of America either.
All banks should be government.
Banking services and ATMs coast to coast.
Yeah.
Just like the Bank of America does. Without the 26% to 40% overhead,
can I get a public option on
corporate salaries and so on, and the narrow, selfish interests of stockholders, most of which are owned in blocks by Wall Street bankers of Bank of America.
Now, you had another idea. You can just convert over to a municipal utility and just cut PG&E.
Oh, absolutely. And Marin County did this. Their Marin Green Energy. And I researched that extensively. I spent some time with them. I helped them also defend it against PG&E. Marin Clean Energy is 25% less than PG&E and is going lower, and it's all from green sources. Mm-hmm. Santa Cruz County could do the same thing.
Why don't we do the same? How much would this cost? How much would it cost?
Some members of our Board of Supervisors, I think, have been corrupted by PG&E.
If they're corrupted by taking somebody's land. Yeah, their big money's going to be easy.
But yes, we could do it tomorrow morning.
How much would it cost for Santa Cruz to do it, just the city?
Marin County did it for like... under $6 million.
Because they're talking about spending
$150
million on this desal fucking bullshit. And for $6 million, we could have our own power? What the fuck? Why don't we do that? They've spent $5 million already on that desal.
Well, the desal plant, frankly, wouldn't be needed if the...
We don't need it.
If the university would be required to provide its own water from the sources that are up there in the mountains above it. There are wells. There are hydrologists from the university. Even
we don't need it
that.
Anyways. Period. I mean, it's never going to be financially viable because you got to burn a bunch of energy to get to do that desal
well, there might
process.
Not free. There might be a way with solar, floating solar canisters out there to convert the
come
water
on.
And ship it
for $150 million.
No, not
that's going to be more.
Million for less than that. I just said there might be an innovation. Let's ask Roy. Roy's. The
I mean, we got two experts here in electronics, so this
brilliant
is what's your guys' opinion?
Tell us what the solution is.
Yeah, because Jim's got an electronics background, too.
What is the real energy consumption?
Going backwards a little bit.
I'm not hearing you, Roy.
Going backwards.
Talk right into the microphone.
Going backwards a little bit, the city of...
I'm not hearing you at all.
Talking to this one. All right, share it.
Going backwards a little bit, the city of Palo Alto has its own utilities, and its rates are about half that of across the border.
How much did it cost them to convert?
I don't know that.
Because $6 million isn't very much, considering what they blow. They spend $500,000 a year on that fucking golf course subsidizing it. You know, come on. I don't know. I just get upset.
No, it's we have let corporate greed.
But I mean, this is within the power of our city council.
And our politics. But really,
obviously,
how would you go about converting Santa Cruz?
Yeah, how would you do that? Could we do it a step at a time? Really, you know,
sure.
Cheaply.
You could do it a step at a time. I'm digressing, but the entire power needs for the United States of America can be covered for all electrical needs and all transportation needs by solar arrays with existing technology of a dimension of 100 miles by 100 miles in a sudden
Nevada or something.
Yeah. Like that, or Arizona. Yeah.
Area 51.
Or along the border with
Mexico
or something.
Any idea how much that would cost, though?
The beauty of that is if you started to do it, the power generated
But pay for itself.
Yes, and then you can run your own. Mm-hmm.
The oil companies are going to kill you the minute you've already been through that route. But we're just a little Santa Cruz, or maybe they won't buy. I mean, we're already blowing all this money onto diesel.
You can buy right now from China very low price solar cells for electricity. It may not be the optimum thing, but in a very short time, it would be. I mean, the payback time is short.
Because it's cheaper. Normally, well, what's the payback time on a solar panel, say? It was like, used to be 15 years, now it's less?
Yeah, it should be like half that.
Seven now.
I don't have the current figures, but if you take Chinese solar panels, it's probably more like a year or two.
But that's when they break, though. I mean, I'm like, my belt's falling apart, my shoes got no soles. I know what's happening with our goods coming from overseas. They're not what they used to be. But still, what did you say, a two-year payback?
Well, I'm making up the number. That's a pure guesstimate. I don't want to be held to it. Right. But,
well,
but
it'll come up in your trial.
Within a short time.
Well, I mean, so
but I do
the opportunity is there. All we have to do is reach out and take it. Basically, if we could just fire, you know, get rid of the whole city council, put you guys all on it or somebody else, we'd have our own power here.
And
the rates
would
be halved.
County board.
Yeah. Well, this is just, I'm going to just start with the city, and then we, you know, and then we see, look, we did it, and then we can spread from there.
I need a sheet of paper and some time to run the calculations.
Right.
But they would be pretty low.
Yeah, and that's for solar. I'm talking about just converting over and buying the power off the, you know, grid or whatever and just cutting PG&E out. That wouldn't cost for
that's definitely cheaper, and a lot of the PG&E cost is the distribution. So if the city of Santa Cruz takes over the power lines and the maintenance of the power lines, that's where the win is. Initially, I mean, it's a big win.
That might cost, because there's some land values or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll just park some of your cars on it and then get an injunction against PG&E.
You might have to get approval from the planning department.
That's where I was going with this joke, but you did it a little better.
And that might take 10 years.
Exactly. Well, no, unless they get some money in their pocket, it ain't never going to happen. And that's, once again, we're back to that same problem.
For it being poor stewards.
That's right. Sue them for malpractice, government malpractice.
Who has jurisdiction over PG&E in this county other than the sheriff?
Well, they're claiming that it's the CPUC, and they're backing off on the health issues.
The California Public Utilities Commission in Sacramento, also meets in San Francisco, is supposed to have effective regulatory authority. But what happens is PG&E dominates them with lawsuits and litigation threats and overwhelms them with paperwork. And the California Public Utility Commission, albeit it's recognized as one of the better in the 50 states, it's overwhelmed. And on the smart meter thing, they didn't require adequate biohazard impacts and electromagnetic pollution impacts. And lots of folks, and there's Cindy Sage is a name who comes to mind, SAGE. She's got some wonderful reports. that she's collected all over the world, demonstrating that 20 years from now, we're going to really regret all the cancers.
And this is kids that are, this is children are the most susceptible. So those sheriffs are out there killing kids with cancer by not doing their fucking job.
Because of cell phones, cell towers, and things like smart meters.
Well, the smart meters are the worst because they're closer and much stronger.
Yeah, and I found out something else that's interesting. This is a recent, this is November 15th from the Ottawa Citizen. It's a newspaper in Canada. The cybersecurity of the North American power grid is in a state of near chaos, according to a report by a respected U.S. energy consultancy. These folks have figured out that these smart meters are hackable. They can go out of, they can cause electricity to
WMD.
Shut off. Go out of
phase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole state of California could be lit up by a terrorist.
Yeah, and the fact is,
because they're little microwaves.
Yeah, it's like a $60 smartphone.
Hack into it, start somebody's house on fire.
Into these smart meters.
Yeah.
And since they all communicate with each other, they
a virus would spread so easily.
Yeah. Exactly. You mentioned virus. It's called Stuxnet. If you ever have a chance to look this
Don't give Commander X any ideas here.
Your neighbors and the whole region's smart meters.
Exactly.
And
well, they'll just turn them on again. But
well, it's a,
what if they start a fire,
virus,
Terry?
The Stuxnet virus is able to, it worms its way into fluid control systems, hydraulics, for nuclear power plants. Okay?
Oh, man.
This is serious stuff, folks.
That's terrorism,
that's
big time.
That's simpler than having EMPs to shut down the grid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So people, what I'm saying is, if you don't want massive problems like Fukushima, we're going to have to start removing these smart meters on our own, okay, and replacing them with some.
That's legal.
It's legal. It is legal.
That is legal.
You can go ahead and do it. And we don't have time. We don't have the facilities to. I don't to do everyone's. We've done a few. But people have to take this on their own initiative. If you have questions,
stopsmartmeters.org.
You know, all I can tell you is look up Stuxnet attacks on the facilities in Tehran. This was Stuxnet invented by, I believe, an outfit called the Mossad, who is...
is that Israeli intelligence?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Right. It's in the...
so they supposedly developed it?
They developed this control system in order
the virus?
To ruin the Iranian nuclear
And this thing
fuel.
Is saying it's been compromised? The virus
the
has
virus
been compromised?
The virus is compromising the safety and control systems for various kinds of fluid production plants, okay, hydraulics.
Essentially, somebody got it got out. Somebody
got
else
out,
has got
okay.
it now, and they're tweaking
and
a little.
Apparently, it was a real primitive method. They used one of these little drives that plug into the computer mm-hmm. rather than it wasn't connected to the internet, so mm-hmm. they couldn't get
right.
it that way.
Here.
But they had
unlike
a
your smart meter.
Yeah, it's a thumb drive, right? Goes
yeah.
into the computer, and that it was spread that way. But here. With smart meters, you're going to
mm-hmm.
have
a
means to coordinate the shutting down. Whenever you turn something off in a massive disconnection, you have a back spike, and that feeds back into the grid, causes all kinds of damage.
Mm.
So,
but, I mean, these are microwaves, yeah. so it could technically cause a fire on your house.
Well,
no?
It doesn't look to me like, when you look at the smart meter, it doesn't have the capability. If the house is running under full load... There's not enough of room in there for a breaker big enough to handle that. Okay, so what happens if the if all of a sudden you're running your washing machine, the dryer, lots of different electrical appliances, and all of a sudden you switch them off, you get a big arc, and then something might catch fire doing that. Okay, something overheats. And
so okay, maybe 1 out of 100 then. But
yeah.
you know, every single house has one.
I want to say one thing about the I see in your same piece of paper here. You've
okay.
got the tar sands referenced.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, the tar
okay.
sands oil, you know, from Canada
yeah.
and even North Dakota, has so much sand and grit in it
yeah.
that running it through the pipe
yeah.
is like running
sandblasting.
No, it's like running sandpaper through.
They won't last long.
They've had 12 pipe failure breaks.
Wow.
Where the sandpaper has shredded through the connections or whatever, or an angle on the pipe.
Yeah.
So we're looking at many, many
well,
more.
Well, the ratepayers will just cover that, too.
yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, Oh, another interesting thing. This is the latest news from the Fukushima situation. What's going on there? Arnie Gunderson, who's a nuclear expert, has worked in the nuclear industry, has become the spokesman. If you go to his website, it's called fairwinds.com. It's a fair, F-A-I-R-E, there's an E at the end of the fair, winds.com. He has usually a video per month. Last month's video, October's, was very interesting in that he was able to determine from the new views, new photographs of the damaged reactors, that reactor 3, the most visibly damaged, that explosion was not a hydrogen explosion. It was a criticality that occurred above the fuel pools. Okay, when that occurs, the only way that could happen is if there was a some kind of device positioned that way. Okay?
Is it like critical, like an atomic explosion?
Exactly. That's what a prompt criticality is. And the media has bypassed this. Even the forums where people are discussing this have seemed to have missed it.
Another Hiroshima just went off and no one knew about it. Huh?
Could the stored fuel rods be responsible for that?
Yeah.
That were above the reactor?
He's saying that when the fuel rods are in the pools, that they're not capable of creating a nuclear explosion unless there's some kind of compressive force around them that brings them all together somehow, okay? In other words, you have critical mass that has to occur before you get an explosion. Okay?
Don't they have to be in a certain geometric order
and
everything?
It's
not a simple, or, it's not going to happen.
It's, and this is different from a hydrogen explosion in the fact that the hydrogen is what he calls a deflagration. It's not a detonation.
It's flammable.
A deflagration is kind of a slow, it's a subsonic front. Mm. Okay, so that it spreads.
Technical here.
You have a supersonic front. Something goes faster than sound when you have a detonation. Okay.
So it's a slow shockwave.
It's a slow shockwave. Okay, and that was the characteristic of the first explosion. The second explosion was actually a detonation, which seemed to be you had an orange flash off to one side, which was above the spent fuel pool. The only thing there was a pair of cameras, and these are stereoscopic cameras that were. Put there, we have an article here by the from the Jerusalem Post that was found by a gentleman named Jim Stone, who has jimstonefreelance.com. According to the Jerusalem Post, as the world continues to gaze with concern at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant, high-tech security cameras installed by an Israeli defense firm are recording events over the troubled core from an insider's vantage point. Okay, so
when were they installed?
Before the explosions.
So you're saying that those cameras had something
those
to do with the
nuclear devices. Okay. All right, so.
That's a scoop here. You don't hear this on the regular media.
Well, the bottom line is.
The Mossad installed a nuke.
It was an outfit called Magna BSP, but the Mossad was responsible for the Stuxnet virus, okay?
But
that who's jammed things up to begin with, okay?
I always assume that the intelligence is running everything in the country. That's just how I work.
All right. This Magna BSP, speaking to the Jerusalem Post on Monday, Magna's head, Haim Saboni, said the thermal cameras had the ability to detect the presence of radioactive clouds in the air, but added that Magna had not been able to gain access to the images recorded by the cameras at this time. Okay, so we have Arnie Gunderson, who's finally, he's let the cat out of the bag, has said that those explosions had to be the result of a prompt criticality above the spent fuel.
This is the original incident, right? You're talking about, or isn't anything?
Well, this is the number 3 reactor, the one that had
you never know. Yeah, a lot of permutations could have happened once the cooling pumps were off from the electric power outage.
But I mean, an atomic explosion, you just can't put them together and have it happen.
There's two different
types
of explosions.
There's a geometry to it. That's why it's top secret stuff.
There was the deflagration explosion that it covered a wide area, but it was slow moving. You had the number 3 reactor, which was a more sudden, and that's where everything went up in the air. And that's where a lot of the debris went.
Was there a mushroom cloud?
Launched into the jet stream.
There's also an indication that that was from a very significant hydrogen buildup and explosion inside. And that's the opinion of
Marin.
Okay.
Well, he was saying that it wasn't because it is a quicker.
This is okay. This is the point. Okay, this is what you can look up.
It's on debatable. We have a debate going on.
And it's a good debate. I mean, it's good to check these things out. But Arne Gundersen is a nuclear expert. He looked at the. In fact, you can see for yourself when you look at the pictures of number three, that there is a sharp. There's an impact point where the hydrogen would have, if it had exploded, it would have been spread out evenly throughout the building. In this case, you had something very close to the roof of the building where the girders and everything were bent out sharply in one spot.
It could have been one weak spot. Okay. That could have been a weaker spot.
But I don't understand what the hell the Israeli Mossad would want to fuck up.
I don't either.
Japan's nuclear, and that doesn't make any sense at all.
The bottom line before I have to go is I want everybody to know nuclear energy is too dangerous for our species to be trusted with, frankly.
Yeah, we need to get rid of these things.
And we should go to that 93 million safe miles away source of electrons and photons called the sun and convert part of Arizona, it won't take much, to collect the stuff on a national grid not owned by the goddamn greedy utility executives.
That's the only way it'll happen if they get to own it.
and we have to decide. We as a nation, and we should by eminent domain take over the power companies and have a national grid and convert to solar power and other renewables. Or we're poisoning the planet with fossil fuels and we are endangering further radiation damage.
I don't see that happen. I did the nukes. Here's where you incorporate.
No, free. We got 140 nukes. Is 140, 104? In this country, the average age is 40, over 40 years now.
They're old enough.
And they were designed for no longer than 40, and they want to renew them to 60 and 80. And the number of near misses, it's happened. Plus, San Ofri and further down from
this
here.
This is much more dangerous weapons.
San
Ofri
and
now.
What's the one I'm talking in California? On the fault. Da da da. Come on, gentlemen. Which
are you talking about the plants?
Yeah.
They're wasting money.
No, even better, worse than the San Ofri is the one that's just, 200 miles down
from Diablo Canyon.
Diablo Canyon. They're on canyons, on faults they didn't know about. Did you know Diablo Canyon was built the wrong way the first time? Okay, and they had to rebuild it. Assembled
this
backwards.
Side up.
Yeah, there's solid evidence was assembled backwards. Nonetheless, the stuff could. Diablo Canyon could go, and we could have clouds all over California and the central U.S. Yeah. Enough said. We should transition off nuclear-fueled energy. It's and as well as weapons, if we can.
Well, let's just try and get Santa Cruz all our own utility, and then work it in solar
let's
and just
one dump our smart meters,
or at least turn his property, we'll incorporate it. Find somebody with $500,000, and we'll incorporate his property into a new city, and we'll start there.
Yeah.
The New Jerusalem.
A positive thing: Santa Cruz City is a nuclear-free zone.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
But you can't sleep here.
Right. All
hey,
I'm
carry
saying,
on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All I'm saying is that we need to look at the alternatives to what we have now and start taking action. I think a good starting point would be to remove these smart meters that could cause.
That's something anybody can do.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
You can call the sheriff. That's really good. It just he's fucking you. You know, he's not protecting your children. He doesn't give a damn
or
about
his
your
own
kids.
Children.
Yeah, well, he's
that's strange.
He said he was buying a house in Live Oak, so it'd be his own kids.
Right, and so once we get that on, then we'll start working on getting these power plants decommissioned. Okay. Right.
Well, once we're not buying energy from them, they'll automatically be decommissioned because we're not using them.
As we mentioned last time, you can't just turn these things off.
No.
They have to be slowly cooled down and supplied with electricity.
But as soon as the money isn't there, there's no profits.
Right.
They'll be turned off.
But
we
got to start moving people because,
the government's not going to do it for us. We have to start doing it.
The government's not going to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. And if it takes the people and the plants to start doing what they have to do to get these things.
Can we convert Occupy to they need energy there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking that's why the sheriffs don't take down the geodesic dome. It's just like that plant you said that was built backwards. They're never going to be able to pull it apart and figure out how it all works.
Yeah.
Understand. Well, Santa Cruz could get out in the front. We could have solar panels on every roof. We could paint the others white.
Yeah, as an alternative to desal. It's for much less money, we're going to get much cheaper energy.
Look, Cabrillo College Look at all the flat roofs over there.
There you go.
Not
for solar.
A single freaking solar panel on a single huge roof. It's the largest flat roof, you know, structures, locations in the county, and not a single freaking solar panel on any of Cabrillo's roofs. And it's just a real, it's
a crime.
It's very disappointing.
It's a crime. We should make that a crime. Instead of sleeping, if you don't have a solar panel on your public building, you're going to jail.
You should be allowed to sleep under a solar panel.
Hey, is that lodging? You know, sir, the sheriffs won't tell you what lodging is. I've been trying to find out. I think even if you have a blanket on you or something, or they were somebody was telling me if they're threatening even if you have a backpack, that's lodging.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's guilt by what you're wearing.
Guilt by possession.
Possession of backpack. Yeah.
So. Oh man.
So okay, well I got kind of wound up there. So.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
We still theoretically have a half hour here. Anything else on your mind?
No, that'll do it for today.
All right. This has been Free the Land. November 22nd, anniversary of the Kennedy assassination by his own government.
Yeah.